Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Lisa with Investor Relations Department of China Telecom Corporation Limited. Here, on behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our interim result presentations. This presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A section will be hosted by a moderator and offered with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch off your mobile phone. First of all, I would like to introduce our management present today, Mr. Wang Xiaochuo, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Yang Jie, President and COO. And Madam Wu Andi, Executive Vice President and CFO. Thank you for joining us today. I hope the presentation will be helpful to you. Now, let's welcome our Chairman Wang to present the company's performance in the first half this year. Good afternoon. I'm very pleased to meet you all again and to introduce the company's performance during the first half of this year. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First, I will talk about the company's overall performance. This will be followed by President Yang and Madam Wu, who will present our business review and financial performance respectively. In the first half of this year, the company achievements are highlighted as follows. First, our robust business development optimized revenue structure and drove double-digit growth both in revenue and net profit. Second, our mobile scale expansion led to industry-leading mobile revenue growth with customer value steadily enhanced. Third, we further reinforced the edges in fiber broadband network and services to boost continuous broadband growth, leading to stronger long-term competitiveness. Fourth, we will deploy LTE trial network in a timely and appropriate manner. In the first half of this year, the company maintained a sound momentum with double-digit growth both in revenue and net profit. Our operating profit were 158 billion, up 14%. Excluding revenue from mobile terminal sales, operating revenue were 139 billion, up 10%. EBITDA and EBITDA margin posed a significant growth as a result of substantial saving of mobile network capacity lease fee upon completion of CDMA network acquisition from the parent at the end of last year. In the first half of this year, EBITDA was 50 billion, up 55.5%, EBITDA margin of 36%, up 6.8 pp, and net profit of 10.2 billion, up 16%. We are confident to sustain the sound growth momentum in the second half this year. In the first half of 2013, we further improved our revenue structure through continuous strategic transformation. The revenue mix from the growth businesses significantly increased to over 87%, supporting to a double-digit growth in operating revenue, which outpaced the industry average. We actively promoted mobile scale development, making mobile service the key growth driver. The operating risk of the company was further alleviated as the proportion of the wireline voice revenue further declined to 13%. In the first half, our mobile service saw a rapid growth, and the mobile revenue growth was leading in the industry. We achieved a rapid growth in mobile subscale, leveraging our premium 3G network, a great variety of smartphones, and the growing wealth of mobile internet applications. Our 3G subs base reached over 87 million, representing a net add of 18.3 million in the first half of 2013. Thanks to the surging 3G subscale, the number of our total mobile subs increased rapidly to 175 million. During the first half, we promoted data traffic operation and achieved satisfactory results. With mobile data services, customer experience and value were effectively enhanced. The mobile ARPU further increased to 54.3, up 3.6%. In the first half, our CapEx was 33 billion, representing approximately 44% of full-year budget. Our resources allocation continued to tilt toward high growth and return businesses and areas. We pushed forward the investment in fiber broadband business and enhanced 3G network coverage and quality, aiming to sharpen the network strength to support our rapid business expansions. Meanwhile, we will capture the opportunities to deploy LTE trial network in a timely and appropriate manner. Such deployment will not constitute material impact on our CapEx budget in 2013, with an effort to rationalize the investment mix for wireline and mobile networks. The CapEx in this year could increase by around 5 billion, making the full year budget to reach 80 billion. To support national technology innovations and allow flexible use of spectrum resources to meet customer demand, we plan to deploy one hybrid IoTE network of integrated resources, sharing the core network with wireless access through both TDD and FDD. Thus, most of the LTE network investment would support both TD and FDD services, offering us flexibility in long-term development and return enhancement. We will continue to fully leverage existing nationwide superior 3G and fiber broadband networks to serve our customer. LTE deployment would only start from densely populated area. We plan to flexibly deploy LTE network with regard to future LTE licensing, data business growth and value chain development, overlaying on existing superior network for long-term integrated operations to enhance customer experience and return. Looking forward, we are positioned to benefit from the vast potential arising from the increasing popularity of smart terminals, mobile internet applications and accelerations of industrialization and informatization. To better profit from the opportunities in mobile internet, we will strive to break away from the constraint of traditional telecom operation mindsets, leveraging market-oriented mechanisms to motivate our staff and differentiate offerings to enhance competitiveness, while stepping up scale development of our core business, including mobile, wireline broadband, and industry application. We will expedite the emerging businesses to achieve new breakthrough in scale development in pursuit of customer and corporate value enhancement. Now, let's invite President Yang to introduce our business development. Thanks, Chairman Wang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to introduce our business performance in the first half this year. This table shows our revenue breakdown and the changes. And I will further elaborate the details. Riding on the 3G migration, we rapidly expand the scale of 3G subs in the first half, leading to strong growth in mobile subs. The net add in the first half was around 18 million. At the same time, the mobile ARPU continued to improve as a result of the substantial increase in the mix of 3G subs with higher ARPU. The ARPU was 54.3 in the first half this year. we push forth mobile skill development on the back of smart terminals, mobile applications, and channel expansions. Smart terminals have become increasingly popular with improving price performance factor. There are approximately 600 models of smartphone available in the market, with a sale volume of approximately 30 million units in the first half, up 83%. The informatization application effectively contributed more than like 40% of mobile net ad. Meanwhile, we promoted store manager accountability mechanism for self-owned owner, while pushing ahead with the collaboration with open channel, as well as the effective, efficiently centralized operation of e-channels. The company further promoted data traffic operation to facilitate rapid growth of mobile data business. The mobile data revenue for the first half was 26 billion, up 36%, becoming a key revenue driver. We took a few key initiatives to promote data traffic growth, including introducing innovative mobile data products, strengthening coaching and target marketing on 3G application, and accelerating development of self-operated mobile internet business while leveraging our open platforms and co-collaboration with mobile internet partner. With the gradual establishment of data consumption habits, the monthly average data traffic per 3G handset subscribers increased by 31% year-on-year to 168 MB in the first half. Revenue from the mobile handset internet access almost doubled to around like 10 billion. In the first half, we effectively uplifted the weight of revenue from wireline data and others through continuous strategic transformation, driving revenue from wireline services steadily rising to 85 billion. With our strong fiber network and ICT services strength, we accelerated the development of our growth businesses, namely broadband, VAS, and integrated information services, which effectively offset the decline of wireline voice revenue. We also successfully alleviated the decline in wireline voice revenue through the integrated package offering. The operating risk was effectively affiliated as the proportion of the wireline voice revenue further reduced. Our wireline broadband revenue maintained robust growth amid mounting competition. In the first half, wireline broadband revenue increased by 5.5% to 55 billion. In response to keen competition in the broadband market, we flexibly adjusted the tariff to enhance the competitiveness and further penetrated into the rural areas, leading to some pressure on broadband output. On the other hand, we capitalized on our strength on fiber network and services to expedite bandwidth upgrade. Hence, we managed to maintain modest output decline with user experience and satisfaction improved. We adhere to the approach of rational competition and profitable skill development for our wireline broadband. In the first half, the wireline broadband subs reached 96 million, representing a net increase of 5.7 million. We expect the net of wireline broadband subs to exceed 10 million for the whole year. The comprehensively proliferated VAS and integrated information service were set to nurture new growth engines and pull the core business growth. During the first half, wireline VAS and integrated information revenue maintained steady growth and saw revenue of 16.7 billion, up 2.1%. In particular, revenue from the stronghold IDC business increased by 26% to around 4 billion. For cloud computing business and IDC, we effectively centralized their development. We further enhanced the open service capability of cloud platforms and expand cloud VS with 6 cloud data centers in place. We consolidated IDC resources and unified tariff to strengthen the edges and optimize the products and application to drive rapid growth of data travel revenue. In the first half, the solid execution of our strategic transformation resulted in strong business performance. In the second half, we will further promote profitable scale development, leveraging the dual leadership innovation and services with the following 4 focus. First, we'll accelerate the concerted integration on scale expansion of 3 core services, mobile, broadband, and informatization applications. Second, we will promote market-oriented mechanism and differentiated offering to boost relevancy and sharpen the competitiveness. Third, we will expedite the incubation and development of new businesses with reference to internet enterprise model. We further boost the capabilities of innovation, service efficiently centralized management and operation to improve sustainable competitive edge and enhance operating efficiency and return. Now, let's invite Madam Wu, our CFO, to present the financial performance. Thank you, President Yang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will now present the financial performance for the first half this year. In the first half, our operating revenue were 158 billion, representing a sound increase of 14% year on year. Operating expenses were 142 billion, up 13%, and net profit was 10.2 billion, up 15.9%. The acquisition of CDMA network from the parent at the end of last year resulted in the substantial saving of mobile network capacity lease fee in this year. In the first half, the company free cash flows increased by 62% to 13.8 billion. To capture the opportunity of scale development, we exercised stringent cost control and optimized the resources allocation to enhance operational efficiency in the first half. The operating expenses were 142 billion, accounting for 90% of revenues, a decrease of 0.8 pp. The major movement include, first, depreciation and amortization increased by 4.2 pp to 22% of revenues, mainly due to assuming the depreciation and amortization expenses of the mobile network subsequent to CDMA network acquisition at the end of last year. Second, network operations and support expenses decreased substantially by 7.9 pp to 14.8% of revenue, mainly attributable to the substantial saving of mobile network capacity lease fee as a result of CDMA network acquisition. Third, SG&A expenses increased by 1 pp to 22% of revenue, mainly due to the increase in sales initiative for scale expansion of 3G and broadband services. Other operating expenses increased by 3.2 pp to 70% of revenue, mainly attributable to the increase of 61% in cost of mobile terminal sold as a result of an increase in procurement of smart terminal. In the first half, our capex was 33 billion and the investment was tilted towards high growth and high value business and areas. The capex structure in the first half of 2013 was similar to the same period of last year. We will further implement Broadband China Fiber City project to reinforce our broadband network leadership and core competence. We expect to basically complete the general coverage in cities in southern China with 20 megabits per second and above consumer access bandwidth by the end of the year, making investment in broadband investment making the investment in broadband and internet, taking 53% of total capex. To further improve 3G coverage and quality, our mobile investment will focus on network acquisition, network optimization, and capacity expansion in high data traffic area by investing 23% of the total capex. We acquired CDMA network at the end of 2012 through debt financing. Taking the opportunity, we appropriately geared up and optimized the capital structure to enhance corporate value. In the first half, our total debt to total cap ratio was around 30%, and the net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.95 times. The financial position of the company remains sound and healthy, providing effective support and assurance for sustainable development. While driving profitable scale development, we are deepening financial transformation mainly through first, implementing market share gain and value creation based resources allocation system. Second, optimizing cost in investment structure with resources tilting toward key businesses and high value customer to enhance return. Third, timely refined performance evaluation matrix of both long and short terms to foster motivation. Fourth, strengthening centralized capital management and activating asset utilization to improve capital and asset return. Fifth, strengthening market-driven mechanism with comprehensive promotion of subdividing performance evaluation unit. We are committed to the maximization of corporate customer and shareholder value through the above measures. This is the end of our presentation. Thank you.